Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell us about the crew capsule. I understand components of it are being built here at Michoud, right?
Right, yeah. So at Michoud, we build the pressure vessel for the crew module. It's an all-welded pressure vessel. It's designed to hold four crew members in space for 21 days. The configuration that you see here shows four crew members in it. In real life, it's tight. You can see when you stand up inside of it, a normal person would probably hit their head on that thing. But you can imagine in space you're at zero G, so you're floating. So yeah, we build all of the pressure vessel here. We build some of the composite components here as well, along with the heat shield, ablator material. We also build that here at MAF.
And then we also build the crew seat, and right behind us here is an actual flight seat that's going to take astronauts to the moon on Artemis 2.
Looks really comfortable.
Well, it's going to have padding on it, and the suits that they wear have a little bit of padding in it. I don't know if you got to see Dustin walking around in the crew seat over there, but the unique part about the seat is it can adjust and fit from 1 percentile to 99th percentile astronaut. So really wide range of people can fit into it.
We're talking astronauts here, though, right? How much range is there between astronauts? Because I think astronaut, I think these guys and women, but they're fit, they're pretty, maybe range in height a little bit, but I don't know. I'm not saying they all look the same, but they all seem to be very, very tightly built people.
Yeah, you could go from a 90-pound female to a 240-pound male.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think we have that many linebackers in the astronaut crew, but there are some of them that are pretty tall and pretty large, so we can accommodate them on Orion, whereas Apollo was a very limited, you know, range of people that they could take. Shuttle was pretty wide open, so we're about the same as Shuttle as far as, you know, the kind of people we can take on it. So, yeah, what other questions you got?
Okay, well, you said pressure vessel. That sounds important. That's basically what's keeping all their air in?
Right, right. So the pressure vessel for the crew module, it's designed to keep the air in. So when you're in space, you know, outside's a vacuum, inside it's atmospheric pressure inside. So it's you know, 15 PSI across the vessel it needs to take. And it's certified to go up to two times that for safety.
And you said the design to keep them, or to go on a mission of up to 21 days, is that what you said?
Right. The nominal mission that we're designing for is a 21-day just in the cabin. It can be extended if you dock to something, such as Gateway or the administrator talking about that. It can go 240 days docked to something, and maybe even longer. That's the basic, you know, the basic design that we've been designing to.
So we're talking lunar orbit. I mean, is this eventually taking us to Mars, or is that going to take a different kind of crew vessel?
No, this vehicle can take us to Mars. I do, one day we will have to dock with something that's going to push us there. And so, you know, when you're doing something to Mars that's going to be a multi-year mission, you're not going to want to stay in that little capsule, right? You would use this capsule as your way to get up into space, dock to something. That something will push you to Mars. And then when you come back home, you want to be back in that capsule so that when you re-enter, right, that's got all your re-entry systems, it's got the parachutes, all of that important life support system to get you back on the ground safely.
So it'll get you there and back. You might not spend all your time in there.
Right.
But it's what's going to get you off the ground. It's what's going to return you safely to Earth.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
when we're coming back from the moon, we're coming back at about 25,000 miles per hour. So we get extremely hot. So to protect the vehicle from that, we have tiles, which are very similar to what we use on the shuttle, on the back shell. And then on the underside, the heat shield uses what's called an Avcode ablator. And that'll get over 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which is hot enough to melt steel on the outside. And that keeps the vehicle cool so that the astronauts never get above 80 degrees inside. And they have a whole life support system that's got liquid coolant garments and blowing, you know, cooled air through their whole suit during the whole flight, you know, up and down. And then once they're in orbit, they take apart the seats, free up their space, and then they can take their suits off and stow all of that in the locker system that's the floor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.